Hey everyone, welcome to episode 44 of the Retro Break podcast. A lot of really cool things have happened since the last episode, and this one's going to be kind of a mixed mash of different topics and things that I've wanted to talk about. So I'm actually recording this quite late, and tomorrow I'm off on holiday and I'll be talking about some of the games that I'm planning on taking with me. We're off to Tenerife for the week with some friends, which will be really fun. But as well as that, last week I was actually away in London, so I've been quite busy back and forth doing various different things, and one of the things that I did in London was attend WASD, also known as WASD, which is an indie game event where basically a bunch of different creators come to show off their games and new projects, and it was a really interesting show. This was actually the first time that I've ever been to that event, so I guess the first part of this podcast I'll just talk about some of my experiences at WASD as a creator as well. And I was only there on the Thursday because it just so happened that it landed on the week where I was actually in London anyway. I wasn't actually planning to go to the event, but it just lined up perfectly. So I applied online for a creator's pass and I got one, and I actually had a really, really good time there. So it was very much indie focused. In fact, the entire event was more or less indie focused. I mean, there were a few bigger companies where I kind of question, where do you draw the line with what's indie and what isn't? But in terms of games on show, there were so many really cool games and developers there, and there was a bunch that I really enjoyed. So I'm going to go through a list of a few of them now. One of them was Alien Hominid Invasion. And for those of you that don't know, Alien Hominid, or Hominid, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, was originally a Game Boy Advance, GameCube, and Xbox game. And they released a HD version a few years ago. And now they've also come out with this new game called Invasion as well. So I played that, and afterwards, the developers very kindly gave me a lanyard with a really nice lenticular picture of the alien himself blasting someone in the head, and a free code for the game as well. So I've downloaded that on Steam, and I'll definitely check it out very soon. But I really enjoyed what I played of the game. It was a lot more floaty than I thought it would be. I've never actually played the original before, so I didn't really know what to expect. But it was really cool. Like, you have this rocket pack that you can use the trigger on the controller, and then you'll sort of fly into the air and you can sort of boost yourself around. And it kind of plays like a mix of Metal Slug or Contra, or that kind of run and gun style shooting game. It was really cool, so I really enjoyed that. Another game that I really enjoyed with a really cool retro aesthetic was a game that was there by Devolver Digital, and that game was called Pepper Grinder. And I did already know about this game because I'd heard about it through the Nintendo Direct, but I never downloaded it and I never actually had a chance to play it for myself. So I sat down and played through a few levels and I thought it was really fun. I feel like the levels might get a little bit samey because it was just a lot of going into the sand and then jump into the next platform, but it was a really cool concept and the graphics and the gameplay just felt fantastic. There was another really fun game that actually reminded me of the SSX series. It was a multiplayer snowboarding racing game where you play as penguins, and it was just really fast and fun and over the top, just like I like my sports games, and I think I'll definitely be picking this one up. It was called Slope Crashers. And I had a great time playing that one. There was also another room at the show, which was also really cool, which was kind of for more experimental games, or like student projects, or things that are kind of outside of the norm for what you would expect indie games to be. And there was a really fun game that I played there that kind of reminded me of Donkey Kong Jungle Climber, and that game was called Turnip Mountain. It had really basic, like, 2-bit sprites. It was just two different colours, really chunky pixels, and you play as a turnip, and it has big muscular arms on either side, and you use the analog sticks to control these arms, and you press the triggers to grab, and you're basically climbing up this mountain and throwing yourself around. And it was such a unique and interesting game, unlike anything that I've ever seen or played before. So definitely check out Turnip Mountain. I've got the guy's card here. It was made by a guy called Luke Sanderson, or Cactar18 if you want to follow him on X or Twitter. So there we go. Another really cool game that I played was a sequel to a game that I reviewed on my channel called Grapple Dog. Again, it just looks like a really well-polished game, and I'll definitely be checking out the full game when that gets released, hopefully later this year. Unfortunately, I didn't manage to meet the developer because he wasn't there on the Thursday, because I would have loved to say hi to him and talk about some of his ideas and how he actually made the games. A game that I didn't get a chance to play, but one that looked really cool, was there from Playtonic, and that was a game called Victory Heat Rally. And this just looks amazing. This has some of my favourite graphics that I've seen in any indie game. Basically, think of one of Sega's Super Scalar arcade racing games, but just up the colours to 11 and make it like really nice pixel art. and really over the top as well. And I just love how this game's coming along. It's one that I've been following on Twitter for a while now, and it just looks better and better every time I see it. So that's definitely one that I'll be picking up whenever that gets released. I don't know whether there's a release date just yet. And another thing that I thought was really cool about WASD and the fact that I got a Creator's Pass was the fact that I got to go to the Creator's Lounge, and I actually made friends with a bunch of people in there as well, and gave out some of my business cards for my channel, and actually gave some people some advice on how to grow their channels as well. And all in all, it was just a fantastic event, and I'll definitely be going back whenever it's on next year as well. I really do think it was one of the better gaming events that the UK has. There was a bunch of people that I wanted to meet, but unfortunately I didn't see them, and I was only there for the one day. And I think if you really want to get the most out of the show, you should probably be there for the weekend. And I went on the Thursday, when I guess a lot of people that I wanted to see weren't coming until the weekend, but maybe that made it a little bit easier to sit down and play some of the games. And I had a great time, really enjoyed the show. And while I was in London as well, we also went to go and see Watcher. And I know some of you might be thinking, oh no, aren't they the people that ruined their YouTube career? Well, yeah, but they didn't actually mention that during the show. We went to watch Ghost Files live. So if you don't know Watcher, they're basically a group of YouTubers that came from BuzzFeed and set up their own channel, and they've been doing really well for themselves. And me and my fiance are big fans of theirs. So we bought tickets a while ago, but in between that time, they announced that they were leaving YouTube, and there was a whole load of drama about them setting up their own streaming platform that no one really wanted to pay for. And I was already a member of the Patreon, and I found out on there that the Patreon's basically just becoming a dumping ground for extra podcast episodes, which I didn't really care about. So we were a little bit apprehensive about what the show would be like, but when we got there, we actually really enjoyed it, and we bought a load of merch there as well. And the show was great, and seeing Ryan and Shane live was just really, really fun. I'm a big fan of theirs, so I really, really enjoyed it, and they have actually gone back on some of their decisions for what they were doing, so the fans are a lot happier as well. So that was something else we got up to. And in between then, let's move on to some of the games that I've been playing recently. So we've been playing a lot of The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess on the Wii U. And I've never actually finished it on the Wii U, and this is the furthest that I've ever got. I was playing it a little bit earlier today, and we've actually got up to the Temple of Time now. So there's only two dungeons left. There's this one, and then there's the Okuku world in the sky. I can't remember what it's called. Cloud world, whatever, where you make that cannon and shoot up into the sky. And I forgot just how much I love Twilight Princess. What an amazing game it is. Just the pacing of it, the story is really engrossing as well. When I first played it, I never really got into the story much, but playing it again now, I'm really, really enjoying it. The gameplay is just obviously fantastic. It's a Zelda game, and hopefully I'll be able to finish it soon. I am going on holiday tomorrow, actually. That's why I'm recording this podcast quite late on Sunday night, and we have to get up early to go to the airport. So I thought I would record this while I've got the chance. Else you would have to wait another week for a new episode. So yeah, we've been playing Twilight Princess in any free time that I've got. Also, over on streams, on Retro Break Live, on Twitch and YouTube, I've been playing through Sonic Heroes, and I finished the hero story, and I actually enjoyed it a lot more than I remembered. I remembered Sonic Heroes being really clunky, and apart from the Bingo Highway level, the rest of the game's actually been a joy to play. And I guess apart from the final boss, which is kind of unfair because there's a lot of unavoidable hits, which is really frustrating, especially when you've got no rings and you have to do it all over again. But even so, really enjoying Sonic Heroes, and when I get back off holiday, potentially on the Tuesday, I'll go through the Dark Story, which I think is the next one on that. And the only other thing that I've been playing is something for a video a few weeks ago, and that was just a bunch of cancelled Game Boy Color games. So if you want to see what they were, check out Retro Break over on YouTube and have a look at that video. There was a bunch of really interesting games, and I actually did a lot of research on places like Unseen 64 and stuff like that to really get kind of an idea of where the developers were at the time with the project and why they got cancelled and how much there is to actually see of it. So it was a really cool video, and I don't think it's got as many views as it deserves. So definitely go and check that one out. And now on to some of my projects. I'm actually very happy to announce in this episode, because I've been a little bit down about it recently, that my book is finally starting to take form. Yes, I've finally ironed out what chapters I want in Volume 1, and now it's just a case of actually writing it. So when I was on the train on the way to London, I had my iPad, and I found a really good mind mapping software. So I've basically been using that mind mapping software to build out the outline for the book, and I'm actually really happy with the structure of it now. And maybe I'll work a little bit more on that tomorrow, because I've got a 4-hour plane ride ahead of me. So maybe that can help fill some of the time. And maybe in the next podcast episode, I might share a few of the chapter titles for you guys as well. So look forward to that. Elsewhere in my project, YouTube's going really well. I've actually just passed 40,000 subscribers. And coming out this Friday, I actually made this video in advance when I hit the milestone because I've basically not been at the computer for 2 weeks. But yeah, my 40,000 subscribers special is coming out on Friday, and I put a lot of effort into it. It's my Game Boy memories, and I think a lot of people are going to really enjoy that one. So hope you look forward to that. Definitely check it out when it comes out on Friday. And yeah, I haven't been streaming as much as I would have liked. Although another project that I haven't got written down here, but some of you might know that I've been continuing to try and upgrade my game that I made a while back to get it to work on PC, and I'm almost there. I've got all the way up to world 7 now, and there's 8 worlds, and there's been a lot to do. Basically every single level needed basically remaking from scratch, and when it is done, I'm going to upload it onto itch.io for free so everyone can check the game out. It's called Super Donuts. If you Google it or have a look on YouTube, there's a bunch of trailers from when I first released it back in 2017. But hopefully a lot's changed, and hopefully the PC version's a lot more enjoyable to play. I've tweaked the difficulty of some levels. I've reduced the amount of collectibles to make it a little bit easier to manage. Basically, before, there was just a random number of sweets in each stage, and to get 100% you needed to get all of them, but some levels had like 400 hidden around. So basically I was thinking, like, what a lot of good collectathon style platformers do, they narrow it down to just 100. So I've been back through every single level in the game and narrowed it down to just 100 sweets for you to collect. So hopefully that will make it a lot more fun if you're trying to achieve 100% completion. So yeah, nearly done. So hopefully in the next few months I can actually get that out, and I'll make a big video on YouTube to announce that as well, which is very exciting. And finally, as for some content that I've been enjoying over the past few weeks since the last podcast episode, I've actually managed to convince my fiancée to watch Steins Gate with me, which is one of my all-time favourite anime. And I don't think she quite understands what's so good about it just yet, but stick with it. We're on episode 8 at the minute, and I'm really enjoying rewatching it. I guess it helps knowing what happens to the characters later on, and you can kind of pick hints at the start of the story, whereas she's kind of oblivious to it. So that's really exciting, and I really hope we can carry on watching the rest of it, because I'm really enjoying rewatching it. Of course, I talked about the Watcher show that we went to go and see in London. As well as that, I actually found a brand new YouTube channel for me yesterday that has quickly become one of my favourites, and I watched like 5 or 6 of his videos back to back. And that is a channel called Jesse's Auditorium. And this is a really interesting channel, and I think a lot of you watching will really get a kick out of this. Basically, he's a musician, and he listens to game soundtracks that are recommended to him through the comments on YouTube or through his Patreon. And basically, he just gives his sort of in-depth thoughts about the track itself. So he's been going through a bunch of Donkey Kong Country music, a bunch of Toho songs, some Sonic music, and some Ease games as well. At least they're the ones that I was watching. And I'm a massive fan of all 4 of those games' soundtracks. And it's great to hear an outsider's perspective, basically, because he's never played these games before. He doesn't know where the sounds actually fit within the games themselves. And it's really interesting to hear someone's take on what makes these game soundtracks good, just from a pure musical perspective, not actually tied to the gameplay. So definitely check out Jesse's Auditorium. That is my recommendation for this episode. Oh yeah, before we go, I did say that I was going to tell you about the game that I'm planning to play, and that is a game that I've downloaded on my ROG Ally, and it's a game that is very much up my street. It's called Summer Pockets, and it's made by Key, and it is a visual novel. Of course, Key are the same people that made things like Clannad, Angel Beats, Canon, all those really amazing visual novels and anime, and Summer Pockets is one of their newest ones, and it's all themed around a summer holiday island resort sort of thing. At least I think it is. I haven't actually started playing it yet, but I just thought it would be perfect to play that on holiday. So whenever I have some downtime in the evenings back in the hotel, hopefully I can get some playtime on that. And hopefully it boots up on the plane as well. I'm really hoping that there's not some sort of issue with Steam being offline and not being able to boot it or something. So fingers crossed I can actually play some of it tomorrow. It's a game that I've been waiting to play for a long time, and I'm very excited. So join me again on the next podcast, and I'll tell you what I thought about Summer Pockets. Anyway, that's it for now. So thanks everyone so much for listening. That's it for this episode of the podcast, and I'm going to go pack my bags and have an early night, I think. So thank you all, and I'll see you all again very soon. Goodbye.